I once met the comedian Dave Allen in the car park of the Rugby Union Stadium in Twickenham. In those days, the early 70s, you could park your car right next to the ground and, if inclined, fortify yourself and your guests with drinks and a lavish picnic before the big game. Dave Allen was a guest of the party nearby and we got chatting to him. My father asked him, "What would be your advice to my daughter? She wants to be a writer." "Write what makes you angry," Dave Allen replied, before moving away to talk to someone else. I've never thought of Dave Allen as a particularly angry person. His image on television was relaxed and wry. I loved his show and watched it regularly. I lapped up his musical Irish voice, his shaggy dog stories, his great comic timing, his witty observations. But of course, being angry and writing what makes you angry are not the same thing. And I haven't taken Allen's advice literally, nor do I act on it consciously. I don't sit down at my desk to write and think, what's making me feel angry today? If I'm writing comedy, I might think, what's a funny situation? If I'm writing for children, I might think, what's an interesting situation for a child to be in? If I'm writing for comedy for children, I might think, the Dachshund could disguise himself with an Elvis wig. Rather, I remember Allen's advice when I reflect on what motivates me to write and what spurs me to write at my best. And I realise that, like many writers, I write best when I care about my characters. Because if I don't care about them, how will the reader care about them? And it is caring about the characters and what happens to them that propels most readers to follow a story and to find the experience enriching and emotionally satisfying. So, I take Allen's advice in the broadest sense. Allen said, write what makes you angry. Anger's an emotion. It's a strong feeling about something that matters to you. And that is what I try to put into my work, even if the style is light and frivolous. And although my character's specific experiences may be very different from my own and the reader's experiences, the emotions are the same. So, although I've never had to tell my best friend that my parents are aliens, I've had the common experience of not being able to tell a secret to someone I love. Although I'm not in the habit of changing outfits in a second-hand clothes shop on my way home from school, I know what it's like to be unsure of my identity. And although I'm not a guinea pig in love, I know what it's like to shoot my mouth off. I've valued bits of practical writing advice such as show, don't tell, and make them laugh, make them cry, make them wait. But Allen's advice really gets to the heart of what makes a good story.